Hour number two of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch, Matt Douglas with you up until 6:37 this evening. Then it's time for some Cleveland Indians baseball. A lot of big news today. And we've got a couple of newsmakers in studio with us right now. I'd like to welcome in our two guests, Bill Harper with the United Way. And we've got Julie Chase Moorfield with Second Harvest Food Bank. Guys, how are you?
Great.
Great.
We appreciate you guys coming in and joining us. Obviously, big news came down the pipe earlier today. Strategic partnership to help out both organizations to better serve low-income individuals and families who need assistance in meeting their basic need. What kinds of details can you guys share about this announcement?
Well, there are a number of aspects to this partnership. First of all, we're doing this because in many ways we serve some of the same clients in the community, some of the same families. And this gives us an opportunity to do a better job of that.
It does. It really does. So many people we see are, you know, still struggling with trying to find food. And so, you know, however we can work together in order to serve them better, that's what we want.
Yep. Very nice. Obviously, a number of different ways of doing that. And I know that, you know, included in the release that was sent out earlier today, the United Way is going to assist in direct distribution for farmers markets, providing fresh produce to low-income families. Explain how you guys are involved with that whole process, how that's going to work, and how that's going to satisfy the needs with this partnership.
Well, you know, Second Harvest Food Bank in North Central Ohio, that's, you know, they're command central when it comes to food in Greater Lorain County. And obviously, they also serve three other counties in addition to Lorain County. But we're able to, I think, assist them in many ways to get that food to the individuals that need it. They've got lots of food pantries in the community, but there have been challenges as some of our neighborhoods, some of our areas have been challenged by you know, providing that food in an accessible way to folks. And so they're exploring new ways to do that, and we just want to help wherever we can.
Absolutely. We've done a lot with the Farmers Market Program, providing produce, and that's one of the ways that we see a great partnership happening is being able to help with United Way helping with volunteers at the farmers markets.
You know, so, Andy, we at United Way, we have a collaborative called the United Community Assistance Network. And through that collaborative, which involves the Salvation Armies and Catholic Charities, Neighborhood Alliance, Oberlin Community Services, and so forth, we help low-income families when they get into a financial crisis with rental assistance, with utility assistance, and even helping people, you know, get to work. These are low-income working families. In many ways, these individuals make up the people that take care of us. So they're the people that service when we go out to eat. They're the people that take care of our loved ones when they get sick. The nursing assistants and that type of thing. And so we help them out when they get into a financial crisis. In many ways, these are low-income jobs. It's the same families that Second Harvest is helping with food. So if we can work together, maybe we can provide some stability for these families and some certainty about you know, where their food's coming from and how their home's going to be heated.
Very cool stuff. Again, we're talking with Bill Harper of the United Way and also with Julie Chase Moorfield of the Second Harvest Food Bank in Lorain County. Julie, I want to send this one your way. You know, Second Harvest is going to partner with United Way in determining the feasibility and possible implementation of hosting a food distribution assistance program out of the United Way's new Center for Community Transformation building, which will open in downtown Lorain in August. Kind of give us an idea as to how all that's going to work.
Sure. So our role in working with food pantries is we in general, we supply the food. We're looking at other methods because we've realized that, you know, unfortunately, with the need within the community, there's food pantries that have closed over the last 6 months to a year. And so we're looking, especially in the city of Lorain, as additional sites and additional places to serve. And so we've had this kind of ongoing conversation with United Way about whether that would be feasible at their new site where they're moving next week, you know, whether that would work there. So we're in conversations about that. And that may be farmers markets where we're providing produce, or it may be working with seniors, low-income seniors downtown, but it's something that's really going to fit in well with the services that they provide from that site.
And really within whatever is within our capacity to serve, both through our volunteers and our staff and our board members. And we really look to Julie and Second Harvest as the experts in this and, you know, help us along. But the fact that we're going to be located in a neighborhood where a lot of people have left, that gives an opportunity to maybe serve some folks in need.
Well, let's talk about the new facility, new location. Obviously, very exciting for you guys, right?
It's a lot of fun,
Probably a little apprehensive going into it because it's, you know, new surroundings. You know, there's always something cool but makes you a little bit nervous about those new surroundings. You get in there and it's a totally different surrounding. But talk about the new facility and how cool that's going to be for you
guys. Sure, it's going to be great. We purchased this building in January after a three-year process of looking for a place, Bull, in a downtown area. We want to be part of the revitalization of that area. You know, we looked in Elyria, quite frankly, and Mayor Brenda was just awesome with helping us here, but we just couldn't find that building. And in Lorain, we had this place that was only 15 years old, remarkable, within all that downtown area. So we're going to be a couple blocks from Lake Erie. We're going to be, you know, a block or two from Black River Landing. So a lot of opportunity for us there and to be part of that revitalization. So here we are in late July, and through our contract with Ross Brothers Builders here in Elyria, we've got essentially what's a brand new facility for about, you know, less than half the cost of what it would take to build a new building. And so it's been a really good business decision on our part. We're really excited about being down there. Our staff are pumped up. We're going to be moving on actually this Thursday. So we'll actually be open for operations next Monday there. And it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Very cool stuff. Well, you move this Thursday, huh? So it's
ticking. I'm picking up the U-Haul at 8 o'clock on Thursday morning. And with the help of six AmeriCorps volunteers, we're gonna get stuff moved.
Okay, very cool. Well, I know it's new, exciting stuff.
Yep.
Obviously, a little bit of apprehension, but once you get in there, get settled. It'll be nice, though. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, no, you know, everybody's been involved in this from day one. So there won't be any surprises there. You know, there's always things that go wrong, you know, with any big thing, whether it's your wedding or whether it's moving. But we seem to be able to handle them as they come along. And all the contractors that we've had are just been super for us. And actually, I think I think Julie can attest to this with them moving into their new facility. What was a year ago, April, right?
Or 2 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. But it really revitalizes you, doesn't it?
It does. It really, I mean, we have three times as many volunteers now as what we used to have. We have a lot more capacity for volunteers.
Right.
But just our location on Baumhart Road and for people to be able to see us and understand better what we do, it's made a huge difference for us.
You know, Andy, we were on North Ridge Road East for, 30, 40 years. But still, we could invite a new person to a meeting and they'd drive right by us. They didn't know we were there. Now we're obviously much more visible where we'll be now. And just like what happened with Second Harvest, just a better way to serve the community, to fulfill our mission to the community.
Very nice. Again, in studio with us, we've got both Bill Harper with United Way, and we've got Julie Chase Moorfield with Second Harvest Food Bank of Lorain County. Again, in case you missed the news earlier today, United Way of Greater Lorain County and Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio formed a strategic partnership to better serve low-income residents. I want to throw this one your way as well, Julie. I mean, this quote was from you earlier in the release today. I want you to just kind of elaborate on this. You mentioned our strongest chance to create a better future for families in our community is together. Just wanted to give you a chance to kind of explain that a little bit further.
Sure. So we have we just embarked on our newest 5-year strategic plan, and our goal is that by 2021, we want to be able to distribute 14 million pounds of food, or 11.5 million meals, which, according to our national organization, will be fulfilling our role in ending hunger within our community, which we're really excited about, and it's a big goal. But we know that that's not the whole story. You know, once you have food, that's not the whole story. And what we need to do is to create, you know, partnerships with organizations like United Way and figure out how together, you know, we serve people better. Because our slogan is more food, less hunger, but it's not just more food, less hunger. We look at it as growing hope. You know, how do we create a hopeful future for people, you know, where they can see themselves, you know, in a better place and in a more stable environment. And that's what we see as making the community stronger.
And to give you a chance, Bill, to kind of add to that as well. I know a lot of that is kind of what you guys do.
That's right. And you know, I just want to elaborate that the people that are being served are, in many cases, people that are either not able to work in some cases and on public assistance of some sort because of a disability or other inability. But by and large, these are working families. These are people that are out there busting their butts every day, you know, trying to take care of their family the best they can. In fact, you know, cash assistance from the government is at all-time lows in terms of the Ohio Works First program. So people are out there working, they're going to school, but they just need a little bit of a hand up to help their families and help them to become more stable and to achieve their dreams. And to Julie's point about hope is so important, because when you're poor and you're having to ask for help, it's not the fact that you have to ask for help that hurts or the fact that you're getting assistance. It's sometimes the shame that you feel of having to ask for help, that you weren't able to do it yourself. And there should be no shame in that, but providing hope for a brighter future, people can overcome that, I think.
Yeah, without question. And I know in order for this partnership to work, a lot of times you guys do rely on volunteers, correct?
And oh, absolutely.
And I'm assuming you guys are still in search of volunteers, correct?
Yeah, both of us.
Absolutely.
you know, we have the Lorain County Volunteer Connection and all that group does. And we do provide some volunteers with help with Second Harvest, but they have their own core of volunteers. And as Julie mentioned, they're doing a great job of bringing people in to help.
We are, but there's always room for more. There's always more to be done.
Yeah, and I know we both really cherish that time that volunteers have. So in both cases, people can expect a good managed volunteer project where they feel like their time was well spent and they contributed something of value.
Sure, without question. Obviously very rewarding. There's no question about that. So for our listeners who are out there driving around or maybe hanging out in the office wondering how they can get involved, if they are interested in volunteering, where can they go to find out more information, not only about this partnership, but about future partnerships and future volunteer opportunities as well?
Well, I think certainly the website, right?
Absolutely.
So we've got uwlorainecounty.org and?
We are secondharvestfoodbank.org.
Very simple. All right. Very easy to remember. Well, guys, we appreciate you stopping by in studio and giving us some of your time. Very exciting news with this partnership announced earlier today. Bill, Julie, thank you guys very much for coming in studio.
Thanks, Bull.
Thank you.
All righty. We need to take a quick break. We'll come back after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.